Hello and welcome to another 9-minute Bible study, our starting point, Acts chapter 9. And let's look at verse 4 and 5, where it said, "And he, Saul of Tarsus, fell to the earth, and he heard a voice saying unto him, Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting me?" Verse 5, "And he said, Who are you, Lord?" And the Lord said, "I am Jesus, whom you persecute." Now, what did Jesus establish here? Not once, but twice. Saul, you are persecuting me. When this is established twice, it means it is certain. When someone persecutes a believer, they're persecuting Jesus. The last part of verse 5. "It is hard for you to kick against the pricks." As we saw at the end of the last lesson, ever since chapter 7, verse 54, when they, including Saul of Tarsus, were cut to the heart, Saul has been running away from the truth of the gospel. Now, Jesus is confronting him. "You have been running from me. Now's the time to come to me and to believe on me." Now, before we go any further, let's establish this. Jesus' agenda is different from the agenda of those even in the church. I would imagine many were praying, "Lord, lightning strike, let him disappear off the face of the earth." I don't know how many people would have been praying, "Lord, save him." I just know the times that we live in, and very few people pray for the health of those who are persecuting them. Very few pray for the souls of them who are causing them agony and pain. We as believers, what does the Bible establish? Pray for those who despitefully use you. And if there's any case anywhere in the New Testament of one despitefully using the church, we can say it's Saul of Tarsus. He is the enemy of the church. Who would pray for him? As I mentioned, lightning strike. But Jesus came with a different type of light, the light of the gospel, the light of Jesus, whom we might find to be unreachable, might very well be reachable by the gospel of Jesus. Never assume for one second that someone cannot be reached with the gospel. When the Holy Ghost is moving, anyone can be reached. Now, the Lord knows, we don't. This is why we must minister to everyone, even the ones we don't like, even the ones that we know cannot be reached, especially them, because the Lord has a different agenda than we do. Just because we think they cannot be reached does not mean they cannot be reached. They could very well be reached. They just might be running from the truth. Let's pick up verse 6. "And he, trembling and astonished, said." Now, at this point, I would imagine one of the thoughts that's crossing Saul's mind was, not that I'm here to be saved. It is, oh no, Jesus is real. He's going to take vengeance against me. Let's face it, it would be a natural thought. Why are you persecuting me? Saul, at this moment, is confronting the Son of the living God. Nervous, scared, I would even use the word petrified. He knows he has to answer at this moment for what he has done. Yet, the Jesus whom he is encountering is not the Jesus of vengeance and judgment. Not on this day, no. If you want to see that Jesus, look in the book of Revelation. The believers will not see this Jesus in our lifetime. But we listen to the loving Jesus now so we can avoid the wrath to come. Let's keep going. We're still in verse 6. And the Lord said unto him, Arise, and go into the city, and it shall be told thee what you must do. Go to Damascus. There you'll find out what to do next. Understand something. Even Jesus, according to the terms of how the church operates in the new covenant, he could have told Saul, right now, drop on your knees and repent. But he didn't do that. Why? Because in this church age, Jesus works through the believers and the church. He works through the church. Saul would not be saved if there wasn't a guy in Damascus there listening to the voice of the Lord, following the set prescribed plan that God had for Saul's life, or even his own life. Let's keep going. Verse 7. And the men which journeyed with him stood speechless, hearing a voice, but seeing no man. That had to be a scary sight. Let's just leave it at that. Verse 8. And Saul arose from the earth, and when his eyes were open, he saw no man. Now Saul has a real reason to go into Damascus to this guy's house. Why? Up to this point, had he been able to see, Saul could have wrote all of this off as some crazy dream or something like that. But now he literally has scales over his eyes. He cannot see. He opens his eyes. He cannot see a thing. This is a reminder, you better get to Damascus and have this guy pray for you. Now, literally, this happened. But we can also look at this a little bit spiritually. Spiritually, Saul had been blind to the truth of the gospel. Now it's time for these scales to be removed. And how would they be removed? Once Saul has a confrontation with the gospel message. When one hears in the gospel message. When one believes in the Christ, the cross, the resurrection. The scales that were on the eyes spiritually are going to drop off. And for the first time, Saul is going to be able to see clearly the truth of the gospel. Even in our times, there are many who think they know the truth, but really they're in spiritual blindness. How do we handle this? We preach the gospel. Because the gospel is the only thing that will cause the scales to drop off the eyes so they can clearly see the truth of what Jesus is doing. The Word of God is the key. We must preach it so those around us can see the truth clearly. And we will pick up with this in our next lesson.